This weekend, Native Americans, conservators, and public health officials are meeting at the National Conservation Training Center in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. They're discussing an unexpected consequence of a 10-year-old federal law. The Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act mandated the return of thousands of Indian artifacts to their tribes. But over the decades, museums have contaminated the objects with chemicals intended to preserve them. The Hopi were the first tribe to identify the problem. They want to use returned artifacts in traditional ceremonies, but don't know if they can safely do so. For more on this story, Daniel Crocker visited the Hopi Indian Reservation in Kikosmovi, Arizona, and prepared this report.
Clark Tanaknava works in the vice chairman's office at the Hopi tribal headquarters in Kikosmovi. Over the past decade, 30 artifacts have been returned to his clan from museums around the country. Tanaknava did not want to take a reporter to the Kachina clan house where they are now stored, but he did agree to be interviewed in his office about those objects.
Some of them have been with the, around in the village for over 150 years, so they were quite old. And some of them still have the feathers that they went with, corn husk, other things that normally molt.
In Hopi culture, these artifacts have life and spirit, and they are part of their living human community. Tanaknava explained how he felt when he found out the artifacts might be contaminated.
Heartbroken, disheartened. It's like, telling you, you no longer have a left arm. Meaning that your body has to be complete in order to perform the rituals the right way. And in this case, one of the main ingredient items was missing.
Museums fumigated their collections until the 1970s, leaving behind residues of arsenic, mercuric chloride, and DDT. Hopi Cultural Preservation Director Lee Kwanawisioma told of an artifact the Hopi repatriated from the Chicago Field Museum.
This one item was tested almost 300 to 400 times the acceptable level of arsenic. It is so hazardous that the Arizona Poison Control Center simply told the Hopi tribe, please never ask for it back.
The Hopi keep the intricacies of their religion secret from outsiders. They would not describe how the artifacts are used, but would only say that they are meant to be worn in long, strenuous ceremonial dances that last entire weekends. If some of the artifacts are indeed contaminated, participants in these ceremonies could be at risk of inhaling or absorbing chemicals. This is something museums did not anticipate. Nancy Odegaard is a conservator at the Arizona State Museum in Tucson.
It didn't come as a surprise that there might be a concern about pesticides as a health issue on artifacts. What was sort of new in very recent years now is the idea that these materials from museums would leave the museum through the repatriation process and go back into cultural use in a way that's very, very different from how museums store them.
But experts believe the risk of chemical exposure can be reduced with better communication between the tribes and the museums. Kathy Makos is an industrial hygienist at the Smithsonian.
It's not the fact so much that you have a serious hazardous pesticide on the object as much as how is that object going to be handled, where's the contact, and what is that going to mean, to that person's long-term health or short-term health.
In other words, each individual artifact must be evaluated to determine how it can be safely used. But museums kept few records about what types of chemicals were applied to artifacts. The Hopi are eager to test the objects, but tests are expensive, and the catch-22 is that you need to know what to test for before you can test for it. While arsenic and mercury were the most widely used preservatives, there are at least 91 chemicals that museums have used over the past 200 years. And if a test does come back positive, it's still unclear what the Hopi should do next. Micah Loma Omvaya directs the EPA-funded Hopi Pesticide Program, which deals with all aspects of pesticide use on the reservation.
We need to come together, hopefully, and develop a way to create a solution, whether or not it's just creating a facility especially made to house these items into perpetuity, or if there's a possible way for us to decontaminate these items, how much is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it? I think in the end, that's really what it's going to be about.
Participants at this weekend's symposium in West Virginia hope to map out strategies for testing and decontaminating the artifacts, and to discuss the thorny issue of who is to pay. In the meantime, the Hopi have placed a moratorium on the repatriation of museum artifacts. The objects that have already been returned will be moved to a storage facility at the Museum of Northern Arizona, where they will remain indefinitely. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker in Kikotsmovi, Arizona.